Here's check on stories we're following for you on Robinhood Radio. In Kent, the Streetscape Committee and the Board of Selectmen will present a plan this month to install new sidewalks along the two main streets in the town center. There are three options that will be shared with residents during a hearing January 17th, following the 7 p.m. annual town meeting. The estimated cost for the most expensive option is $3.8 million. If approved, that project would be one of the largest single capital expenditures in more than a decade. Selectmen have not made a referendum date, saying they prefer to wait to hear the reaction to the plans. Board of Finance members have indicated they'd like to see it put to a vote at a referendum rather than a town meeting. The Streetscape Committee preferred option is the first concrete sidewalk and granite curbing on Route 7 from the First Congregational Church to South Commons Apartments to the south and along 341 from the firehouse to the bridge over the Housatonic River. That project would involve a total of 8,400 linear feet. In Cornwall, First Selectman Gordon Ridgway reported last week a recent tour of West Cornwall by members of the Water Septic Study Committee found some additional potential sites for a sewer plant. Ian Ingersoll said his property adjacent to the West Cornwall covered bridge is a possibility, according to Ridgway. Other locations include the Wish House, the Pink House, and another house up the hill. Engineer Stephen McConnell of WMC will be evaluating all the sites. The committee has been charged with coming up with a proposal for improved water and sewer facilities to draw more residents and businesses to the area. Selectman Richard Bramley emphasized the places being looked at are all preliminary. Elections in New York would soon be dismissed from New York schools if some state lawmakers have their way. At least three bills now before the New York State Legislature seek to relocate or remove polling places from schools, an idea that first began circulating around Albany in 2014 following several high-profile school shootings and threats of terrorism. Despite an increased push for school safety, legislation seeking to remove polling places from schools is still far from certain and has failed to gain any traction. The idea appears to be gaining momentum and, more importantly, bipartisan support. The legislation has been introduced in recent weeks by members of both major parties, two by Democrats and a third by Republicans. In Great Barrington, town voters wishing to submit a citizen petition to place an article at the May 2019 annual town meeting warrant must do so by Thursday, January 31st. That, according to town clerk Marie Ryan, any citizen petition requiring 10 certified signatures from registered Great Barrington voters. The town clerk's office recommends obtaining additional signatures to ensure that at least 10 can be certified. For more information, contact the town clerk's office at 413-528-1619. Extension 3. The Rojan Library presents popular senior balance classes taught by Paul Spector, M.D. Classes are free for all ages. You may attend as many or as few as you wish. It runs from 9 until 10 a.m. on Thursdays. More information, rojanlibrary.org. A book launch, Jack Kelly's The Edge of Anarchy, will happen at Oblong Books in Rhinebeck, New York at 6 p.m. Organizational meeting for the Wasaic Fire District of the town of Amenia in Dutchess County, New York, will be held at 6:30 in the evening. The regular monthly meeting will immediately follow. Meetings will be held at the Wasaic Firehouse, 27 Firehouse Road in Wasaic. The annual town meeting for North Canaan has been scheduled by the North Canaan Selectmen at the town hall beginning at 7 p.m. North Canaan Board of Education has a meeting scheduled for 7 until 8 p.m. at the North Canaan Elementary School. Falls Village will have their town meeting. That will start at 7 p.m. The town meeting will take place at Town Hall, 108 Main Street. Housatonic Camera Club hosting an opening exhibit of new works on Friday, January 11th, 5 till 7 p.m. The exhibit is open weekends, 11 to 4 through February 17th. Music in Common presenting monthly community meetups on the second Friday of each month at various locations throughout Berkshire County. The first session will take place this Friday from 5 until 7 p.m. at the Railroad Street Youth Project in Great Barrington. Berkshire Theater Group presents I'm Going to Graceland, an adaptation of Paul Simon's 1986 album, on Friday, January 11th at the Colonial Theater in Pittsfield. More information, BerkshireTheaterGroup.org. Friends of the West Stockbridge Library, presenting a lecture on how you can have fun solving crossword puzzles, featuring author Michelle Arnott on Saturday, January 12th at the West Stockbridge Town Hall, State Line Road. It begins at 10:30. Boy Scout Troop 23 in Great Barrington recycling Christmas trees again on January 12th at the Home Sweet Home Donut Shop on Stockbridge Road in Great Barrington. Suggested donation of $5 is recommended, and in exchange, you'll receive a coupon for a free donut and coffee. They can also pick up your tree by leaving it curbside along with a $10 donation in a Ziploc bag. Tinsel, nails, wires, and discarded ornaments must be removed prior to disposal. More information at 413-329-7065 or on the web, bstroop23.org/trees. Sharon Park and Recreation offering youth gymnastics on Saturdays, offered to Kent residents as well through a cooperative effort. Ages 7 to 12, Saturdays beginning January 12th, continuing through February 23rd, 1 to 2 at Sharon Center School. More information on registration can be had at 860-364-1400. An improv comedy workshop for beginners will take place January 12th, 2 to 3:30, in the reading room at the Kent Memorial Library. The CTV 192 team will guide participants through 5 improv exercises. To sign up, visit the library's front desk or their online calendar. The documentary filmmaker series Cat Rescuers will be held. Cat Rescue in New York City film and director's talk on Saturday, January 12th at 4 p.m. at the Scoville Library. Momix at the Warner Theater, January 12th and January 13th. Tickets or more information on the main stage performance at 860-489-7180 or warnertheater.org. Sharon Fire Department Ambulance Squad on Sunday, January 13th has their pancake breakfast at the firehouse from 7 until 10:30 in the morning. The Monterey Community Center at Main Street Road on Route 23 presents the second screening of their historic talk replay series, The Men Who United the States, Sunday, January 13th at 1 p.m. It's free, and you're welcome to make a monetary donation. More information at 413-528-6888. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 91.67. It'll start off today at 23,879.12. The S&P 500 starts off the day at 2,584.96, and the NASDAQ starts off at 6,957.08. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.